Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Acts. We've had a time away from our study in Acts the last couple of months. And Lord willing, we're going to be back in Acts now for a while, and we'll make some steady progress through the book in the months ahead. And there's so much here for our church to gain from the book of Acts. This book is packed with so much teaching and so much information about how to be the church, about how God started the church and how he expanded it. And just so much here for us that we want to get all we can out of it as we go through the book of Acts. I believe it's been a blessing to our church already just to see some of these things and to be refreshed and renewed in our understanding of these things. And tomorrow we're going to pick up with the Apostle Paul as he leaves Athens and moves to the city of Corinth. Corinth was some kind of city. Paul had a relationship with that church in that city like no other church. Everett Harrison, in his commentary, which is called Interpreting Acts, said this. He said, this congregation, speaking about the church in Corinth, he said, this congregation gave Paul more anxiety than any other. And one of the things that we see when Paul first comes to Corinth, before there was any church, before there were any converts and anything had started there in that city, we see that Paul arrived in Corinth and there was some discouragement that was in his life. Now, you don't ordinarily think of Paul as being the kind of man who would be discouraged, but you know, there were some things that happened in Athens and, you know, just sort of the cumulative effect of everything that had been happening on this second missionary journey, just constantly on the run, constantly being pursued by his enemies, having to be separated from the rest of his ministry team, and a lot of factors that led to Paul arriving in the city of Corinth with a bit of discouragement. Sometimes it's difficult for us to relate to Paul, but here we're going to see an area where he becomes very relatable because of that discouragement that was in his life at this time. And what were some of the reasons for that discouragement? We're going to talk about those things in the message tomorrow. We're going to talk about how God encouraged him. God did encourage him indirectly by taking care of some of the circumstances that were causing his discouragement. And then God speaks to him directly and says something very profound, a very profound statement that God makes to Paul in a vision. And we'll see what he said to Paul in the message tomorrow. And so God reinvigorated Paul and recharged him for the ministry that would lie ahead, not only in Corinth, but also in every place that he would go in the future. You know, as we see Paul visit these cities, and then he later writes letters to them, it's interesting to see how what he writes often is directly related to what he experienced when he was with them. Paul wrote four letters to the church at Corinth. Two of those are in the New Testament. And in 2 Corinthians 1, he begins that letter to them. In the opening part of that letter to them, he says this. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. And so I'm going to take for the title of the message tomorrow that phrase that's there where it says that God is the God of all comfort. That'll be our title for tomorrow, the God of all comfort. Paul needed comfort from God for his discouragement at this time in his life. He needed encouragement, and God gave him encouragement. And we're going to see how that worked out in the message. You know, even as born-again believers, there are times when we can become discouraged. Things happen in our circumstances. We grow weary as we journey through this world that's so foreign to us as believers. We're in an environment of unbelievers and a lost world, and there are things that can become very discouraging to us at times. We're not being very honest with ourselves if we say that we're never discouraged. But by some of these things that Paul was encountering, we can relate to him, be very encouraged by how God worked in his life. You know, one of the reasons God plans involve every believer being a part of a local church is so that we can exhort one another. And that word just means to encourage one another. And the scripture says we need to be in a local church, and we need to be encouraging others, and we need to be encouraged by others. That's God's plan for every believer. And he says so much the more as you see the day of his return approaching. But the primary source of our comfort in times of discouragement, yes, the Lord works through other believers to encourage us, but it's the Lord himself. It's his presence in our lives, his Holy Spirit, and through his word and through time spent with him that we can find real encouragement for the Christian life. And let me say this to anyone who doesn't have a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus. You're going through life without the greatest source of comfort and encouragement that is known to mankind. You have no comfort for the guilt you bear for your own sinful condition. And you have no comfort for your anxiety about where you will spend eternity. And so let me just tell you today that God is the God of all comfort to anyone who will come to him through the sacrifice of his Son made on the cross. And if you'll just yield your life to Jesus as your living Lord, you'll find the comfort of God present in your life. And so I want to ask you, won't you do that today? Won't you come to God and have him take up residence as the God of all comfort in your life? If you'll come to him through his Son, the Lord Jesus, you'll find that comfort for your soul. Well, I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear this message. There's great application from it for our lives. And if you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, I especially want to invite you to come be with us. If you're anywhere within driving distance of Grand Bay, come be with us, and you'll just fit right in. Nothing to be fearful about. You'll find a people who would receive you and welcome you and love you, and you'll feel right at home as you come to be with us. If you'd like to learn more about Grace Baptist Church, about where we meet, about when we meet or what we believe, you can find all of that and more here on this site where you're listening now, here at Sermon Audio, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. And so you can go to sermonaudio.com and find Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and you'll find information about our church there. Or you can go to our website, gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. And now that you've listened, could I ask you to do this? Would you take just another minute or two and share the link to this podcast with someone you want to invite to church tomorrow? And maybe attach a sentence inviting them to meet you at Grace tomorrow. It's so easy to do. And if you invite someone that the Lord has placed on your heart, you never know how the Lord might use your invitation to prompt them to meet with us tomorrow. And that could be life-changing, and it could be eternity-changing for them and for their family and for their friends and acquaintances too. Well, that's all for now. I sure hope to see you in the morning, and I hope you'll come back to this site next Saturday for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.